Speaking of that parking ticket judgment, this is a significant legal blow for the city. Superior Court Judge Kevin Enright ordered San Diego to pay $16.5 million to nearly 177,000 drivers who got hit with late fees between February 2022 and March 2025.
This wasn't a small technical violation. The judge found that the city failed to give motorists the required 14-day notice window before adding late penalties, which violates the California Vehicle Code. That's a basic due process issue that affected thousands of people every month for 3 years.
The city changed its late fee policy in April 2025, so they knew there was a problem. But now they're reviewing whether to appeal this ruling. Either way, it's fiscal pressure they didn't budget for in a year when every dollar matters.
Moving to criminal justice, the Asma Alayat case is developing. She's the 41-year-old deputy director of self-sufficiency services for the county's Health and Human Services Agency, and she pleaded not guilty June 1st to vehicular manslaughter and felony hit and run.
The details are sobering. Katie Osorio, 27, was waiting at a South Crest bus stop on May 22nd when she was struck. Osorio was working two jobs while running her own business and was planning to marry in July. In court, prosecutors revealed Eliot had a prior DUI conviction from 2010.
Her attorney argued she was distraught over a recent mass shooting at the Islamic Center of San Diego. She was released on $50,000 bail. This case highlights the human cost of traffic violence in our communities.
On the positive side, Mayor Gloria and SDPD reported earlier this year that overall crime decreased 6.3% year over year. That's encouraging heading into summer months when crime typically peaks.
The Border 6 fire story has a better ending. This fire started June 1st near the Tijuana River and burned 2,525 acres, 1,516 on the U.S. side, 1,009 in Mexico. It's now 100% contained with no structure damage and no injuries.
More than 600 personnel fought that fire. 31 engines, 5 helicopters, 19 hand crews under unified command between CAL FIRE San Diego and County Fire. All evacuation orders around Marin Valley and Barrett Junction were lifted by June 4th. The cause is still under investigation.
And then there's this remarkable Drunnell story from Otay Mesa. Federal agents discovered a 1933-foot tunnel connecting Tijuana to a fake Buy Four Less storefront near the port of entry. This was sophisticated, 55 feet deep, with hydraulic lift, rail system, electricity, and ventilation.
This was the Jalisco New Generation Cartel's operation, and it was the first major tunnel discovery in Southern California since 2022. Agents seized 2,064 pounds of cocaine worth $45 million and charged four defendants who face potential life sentences.
That makes it the 99th tunnel found since 1993. The resources cartels put into these operations, the engineering, the months of construction, show how profitable the drug trade remains despite interdiction efforts.